Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Waiting in Hope 31 Reflections for Walking with God Through Infertility is a Christian devotional written by Kelly Ramsey and Jen Hess for women navigating the emotional and spiritual burden of infertility. Framed as 31 reflections, the book combines scripture, personal narrative, prayer, and practical encouragement to address the waiting, grief, uncertainty, and identity questions that often accompany childlessness. Its purpose is not to offer medical guidance or simplistic reassurance, but to provide a biblically grounded companion for readers who want to process disappointment while remaining oriented toward faith. The book is especially notable for addressing infertility directly, a subject that is often underrepresented in Christian devotional publishing. By centering hope in God rather than in a specific outcome, it speaks to readers who need support for both lament and perseverance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a devotional format built around 31 reflections for sustained spiritual support. The book uses a 31-day reflection structure, which matters because infertility is rarely experienced as a single crisis. It is usually prolonged, cyclical, and emotionally repetitive, so a short devotional sequence is well suited to the subject. Each reflection gives readers a manageable way to return to scripture and prayer without requiring them to process everything at once. This format also creates continuity across a season that can feel fragmented by tests, delays, losses, and unanswered questions. Rather than treating infertility as a problem to be solved quickly, the book assumes that waiting itself is part of the experience and needs regular spiritual care. The devotional structure, therefore, functions as both pacing and pastoral strategy. It makes the material accessible while reinforcing the idea that faithfulness often takes place in daily repetition. In that sense, the form is not decorative. It is part of the book's argument that hope must be practiced over time, especially when circumstances do not change. Secondly, scripture, prayer, and testimony work together to address grief without false comfort. A central feature of the book is its blend of biblical passages, prayers, and personal testimony. This combination gives the reader more than abstract reassurance because it connects doctrine to lived experience. Scripture provides theological grounding, prayer gives language for dependence, and personal narrative makes the material relatable rather than distant. The value of this method is that it does not separate faith from sorrow. Instead, it treats grief as something that can be brought before God honestly. That approach is important in infertility literature because readers often encounter either clinical information or overly optimistic encouragement, neither of which fully addresses spiritual exhaustion. Waiting in Hope avoids that problem by acknowledging pain while still insisting that God remains present. The testimony element also helps reduce isolation, since infertility can be deeply private and shame-inducing. By showing how others have prayed through similar suffering, the book offers a model for lament that is grounded in Christian practice rather than in emotional performance. Thirdly, infertility is treated as an identity and meaning crisis, not only a medical condition. The book's strongest thematic contribution is its insistence that infertility affects more than the body. It can disturb identity, marriage, friendships, worship, and a woman's sense of purpose. Waiting in Hope addresses this broader impact by helping readers examine what they believe about motherhood, worth, and calling. That is important because infertility often tempts women to interpret themselves through what they lack. The book counters this by pointing readers toward identity in Christ rather than in reproductive outcome. This does not erase the desire for a child, but it reframes the desire within a larger theological view of personhood. Such a perspective is especially meaningful in a Christian context, where motherhood is often highly valued and can become spiritually loaded. The book, therefore, does not merely comfort feelings. It interrogates the assumptions underneath them. By doing so, it helps readers distinguish between legitimate longing and the pressure to make motherhood the center of their significance. Fourthly, lament, surrender, and perseverance are presented as active spiritual responses. The reflections emphasize that waiting is not passive resignation. Instead, the book encourages lament, surrender, and perseverance as active disciplines. Lament gives permission to grieve losses honestly rather than suppress them, which is crucial in infertility where disappointments can repeat for years. Surrender is presented not as indifference, but as releasing control over outcomes that cannot be secured through effort alone. Perseverance then becomes the practice of continuing to trust God without pretending the pain is unreal. This sequence is important because many faith-based resources collapse these experiences into vague optimism. Waiting in Hope is more careful. It implies that spiritual maturity may involve holding sorrow and trust together. The result is a more realistic theology of waiting. Readers are invited to keep praying, keep grieving, and keep hoping, even when there is no immediate resolution. That makes the book useful for people who need a framework for endurance, not just emotional encouragement. Its spiritual logic is built around faithfulness and uncertainty. Lastly, the book extends beyond private devotion into ministry and community care. Although the book works well as a personal devotional, it is also connected to broader ministry efforts through Waiting and Hope Ministries. That context matters because infertility is often experienced in isolation, and the book clearly assumes that support from community can be part of healing. Related curriculum, local groups, and ministry resources show that the book is intended as more than a standalone reading experience. It can function as a shared resource for churches, small groups, or support settings where women need structured conversation about infertility and loss. This communal dimension distinguishes the book from many devotionals that remain entirely private and inward-facing. It also reflects a practical understanding of how suffering is often borne not just through individual prayer, but through guided fellowship and mutual care. For readers, that means the book can serve both as a personal companion and as a starting point for discussion with others. Its ministry orientation gives it a real-world application that goes beyond the page. In conclusion, Waiting in Hope is best suited for Christian women facing infertility, childlessness, recurrent disappointment, or the emotional strain of prolonged waiting for a child. It may also be valuable for pastors, counselors, ministry leaders, and friends who want to understand how to support someone in that situation with greater sensitivity. The book offers practical benefit by giving readers daily language for prayer, lament, and surrender, while also helping them examine questions of identity, hope, and purpose. Intellectually, it stands out because it treats infertility as both a spiritual and relational experience, not just a medical diagnosis. Compared with general devotionals or broad books on suffering, it is unusually specific in its focus and careful in its theological tone. It does not promise easy answers or fast resolution. Instead, it offers a disciplined way to walk with God in unresolved grief, and a clear awareness of how infertility can reshape the whole life of faith. If you would like to support Kelly Ramsey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.